actors are renowned for being fussy eaters. Well, that's according to gossip magazines anyway. So how difficult is it being an on-set caterer? Helen Clark began dishing up food for the film industry a couple of decades ago from the boot of her car. Now she has a fleet of trucks servicing the film and TV industry throughout the country. Barbara Hegan headed on down to a day of filming on the set of Wentworth, the Foxtel series, to see what the inmates were being served.
Hello, darling.
My name is Helen Clark, and I have a business called Hell's Kitchen, and I've had this going for about 25 years. And we cater for film crews and television and sometimes commercials. So we have the large trucks that have full commercial kitchens inside, and we get a call sheet at night, and then we go wherever they want us to go. And that could be from West Australia, Melbourne, Central Australia. We do jobs all around Australia. 4 a.m., that's when we get up, and we're out at the truck yard for 4:30. You make sure it's safe for travel. You jump in and away you go. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But there's always a bit of hoo-ha. Who's picking the bread up? Who is picking the bread up? Then we drive to location and the circus begins. We unpack the truck, we set the tables under tents, and then we cook. And then we swear a lot. That's when we swear. And then we all have smiles on our faces and rush out and greet everyone and do breakfast. Then we have 5 hours between breakfast and lunch. There's a lot of laughter during that time and more swearing. And we cook to the time specified. We don't like to hold food and we like to serve fresh as possible. And then there's always that little hiccup where they say, going again. Going again means they're filming again and they're not breaking for lunch as they told me 5 minutes ago, and then you're holding it. So that does happen, but we never put it out till we see the whites of their eyes.
Oh, right.
Take some of those, Jim.
We cater for every special diet, including the ever forever popular gluten-free. That's now fructose, and we sort of take a bit of a part in anticipating the latest dietary requirement list.
What's the latest?
Well, I believe, this is off the record, but I believe we're going back to Candida.
What do you think would be the most important quality to have to be able to do this job?
Oh, I think ability to get up early, that and get out and be able to function at 5 in the morning. That's a big thing. Coffee all round helps. But generally speaking, to be able to do a 10-hour day is essential, because we're usually on a 10-hour day by the time we're back at the yard. And also good humour and the ability to work to a time which can be quite stressful.
Oh, it smells delicious in here.
We're making Caesar salad, and I've got a fruit platter I've knocked up. We've got a bit of dessert action going on in here. Afternoon tea is well underway. We are having gorgeous baguettes, ham and salad. We've got a couple of vegan items. We're going to knock up those as well. I'm Andrea from catering.
This is Lauren.
I started at roughly 5-ish.
And I came in at about 10 o'clock.
Ooh. Time check. We've got 45 minutes before lunch.
They were going to come at 12:30, now it's 1:30. So we're waiting. This is where we hear the could be late, might be late, hold the broccoli, don't do the broccoli.
All right, that's lunch, guys. Thank you.
Parmesan cheese.
That's the veterinarian here. And gluten-free and dairy-free about.
Each shoot would really normally be about 8 weeks for a film, and in that time you have to provide a big range of interesting combinations to keep people interested and fed well and cater for everybody.
Have you ever had any tantrums?
Only my own. Oh, look, there's always a few, isn't there? You know, I find public humiliation is always great. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I just think that there's, you can deal with that quite well.
Sorry, any nuts by any chance?
You're going to have to go to the truck, mate, and ask that right now. You could have asked me earlier if I was lurking around. I might go into the truck and ask you then.
Sure. Yeah.
Right there, Callum, thank you. You're going to go a long way, mate. How about we go a long way?
So are there any, you know, famous actors that you can reveal like to come back for seconds or thirds or fourths, perhaps?
Oh, that is more than my job's worth. However, I can tell you that on large American movies, the favourite diet is the super protein, where I feel so sorry for them, where I have to cook copious amounts of chicken breast and combine it with no taste, no sauce, no salt. And it's accompanied by containers or plates of raw spinach without dressing or oil, and very little of anything that will sustain them mentally, that's for sure. And don't talk to me ever about an egg white omelette.
Yes. Dressing. Mint.
If you're going out to spend some time in the Pilbara Desert, how do you make sure that you've got access to fresh food?
Oh, well, that's easy. You drive 120 k's into the desert to the main north-south road, and on a Wednesday at 9:20 at night, the fish truck arrives. And I don't know where these people come from. Everyone knows. And there's about six cars at 9:20 at night there waiting. And within 10 minutes, the truck will arrive down in the middle of the desert. And it stops. We all get in the truck, choose what we want, and off it goes north. If you think about remote communities, they have to have a supply line. So you just join theirs. That's another thing that we love doing, because you get to meet some suppliers who are doing an amazing job around Australia.
I've actually got to transport some stuff to set, Andrew. So, do you know what lunch is?
What are we having?
Yeah.
We're having schnitzels.
Yeah.
Hot snag pasta.
Yep.
There's roasted vegetables and baked ricotta for the vegetarian.
You know what I mean?
I think it's beans and carrots or something.
Okay,
vegetable.
So it's nothing sloppy. It'd be easy to carry.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to tell me a story about this truck?
The King G, that's its name. It was on the dressmaker. But we're in the Yuyangs in the bush for a lengthy period of time. And it's a wildlife sanctuary, which means that in the morning your truck is surrounded by little feet, upturned soup pots, possums have tried to get in your cool room, and your truck, if it's left open, is a mess. But the biggest problem was Elvis. Elvis is a female emu. It would sneak around. You could chase it off a million times, but it was so sneaky, it would always find a way back. In a flash, the emu would have its head in the fruit salad. It was incorrigible. But this time, it overstepped the mark. We're in the truck working away. We didn't see that Elvis had stepped up the steps into the truck. We're all standing there with soup spoons and ladles. It got itself turned, taking off the whole thing of food on one of the preparatory benches with it, which was its idea in the first place, and scooted down the steps and out and ran for it.
Lunch is being wrapped up for the day, so what's next for you? When does your day end?
Well, there's a wonderful professional standard of wash up. And this is the time everyone puts the music on when everyone's gone, and off we go. This doesn't matter if you're a chef, executive chef, or you're kitchen hand. We all wash up, and it's thing that everyone just does and gets over as quickly as possible. Repack, reset the table for breakfast, leave afternoon tea for them to serve from unit, and then we all jump in our cars and try and beat the traffic to homeward we go. And if it was late, then we would do dinner as well, and whatever's needed, we do, and whatever times, we do. Everybody who works in the film industry accommodates this and likes it. The excitement, the difference, the not being tied to a desk. It attracts those type of people who will do the hours for the benefits of something like working in a family and having lots of laughs. So that's probably sums us up completely.
Well, thank you very, very much for allowing me to come on to day one on the set of Wentworth.
No, pleasure, pleasure. Come back and dishwash. I've got a spot for you.
Helen Clark from Hell's Kitchen, speaking there with Barbara Heggan. You're listening to The Hub on Screen with me, Jason DeRosso, and this is a special edition this week. We're playing you some of the best stories and interviews from the year so far.